Unit 19, Text A. Animals at risk. Who cares? An animal species becomes extinct when it fails to produce enough young in each generation to keep pace with the death rate. We can tell from fossil evidence in rocks that many living species have become extinct over the millions of years since life began. It is a natural process, and extinction is the fate of any animal that has specialized too far to change when its environment changes, or has to compete with a better adapted and more powerful animal. Because of remarkable technical developments during the past few centuries, man has destroyed or nearly destroyed some species by killing them at such a rate that they couldn't produce enough offspring, or by completely changing their natural environment at a surprising speed. A number of examples can be given of the way in which natural environments are being rapidly changed. Amazonia, for instance. There is every likelihood that many species of animals will be made extinct because of these and similar clearances of natural vegetation. Large numbers of animals have been hunted and killed for food. The North American buffalo is a case of the near extinction of a species through hunting. Often the numbers are so great, the hunters may not realize the danger. But even when the danger is widely publicized, the financial rewards for the hunters may be so great that they choose to ignore the threat to the species. Attitudes like this have led to hunters killing animals for furs, for ivory, or merely for ornaments. A slight variation on this is when tourists hunt animals for trophies. Magnificent creatures, such as lions and tigers, have been hunted out of existence in some parts of the world. It is important to realize, though, that animals are sometimes killed out of fear. Big cats are killed in this way. And animals are sometimes killed out of a wish to reduce numbers to help the species survive. The killing of the Canadian seals is claimed to be for this purpose. And the use of their skins for furs is only a byproduct. Many people are concerned about animals and wildlife conservation. One way to preserve species under threat of extinction, whatever the cause, is to remove them to zoos and parks and breed them there. There is always the chance that enough offspring will be born to return them one day to their natural environment, provided it still exists, and that hunters don't kill them again. Another method is to protect the animals in their natural environment by creating wildlife reserves and parks and using game wardens to look after them. But the parks are large, the wardens few, and the determination of hunters very great. Early in 1980, wardens and hunters clashed in East Africa. The hunters were armed with modern weapons, and several people were killed. There is great pleasure in watching wildlife in natural or near natural environments, and tourism can add to the income of countries. The animals are still resources, but in a very different form.
Text B. The Killer Smogs. On the night of December 1st, 1930, a dense fog moved over the Meuse Valley in Belgium. Many factories in the valley poured smoke and fumes into the foggy air. This created a dark smog of smoke and fog combined. People in the valley began to cough and strain for breath. The smog remained for 4 days. During that time, thousands of people became ill. The hospitals were filled with patients. 60 people died. Most of them were older persons with heart and lung problems. Finally, a heavy rain washed away the smog. Scientists studied the causes of the disaster. They concluded that the illnesses and deaths were caused by chemicals in the smog. The first reported event of this kind in the United States happened in Denora, a factory town in a valley near Pittsburgh. In 1948, a killer smog made half of the population sick. There were 17 deaths. Again, older people with lung or heart diseases were hit hardest. London, England has always been known for its black fogs. In the winter of 1952, a milky white fog rolled into the city. It soon turned into black smog as the smoke of the city poured into the air. It was so hard to see that people had to walk in front of the buses to guide them. In this way, the most serious air pollution disaster in history began. When it was over, more than 4,000 people had been killed by the thick black smog. New York City has had several London-type smogs since 1950. Each time, there were from 100 to 400 deaths caused by the smog. Although these smogs were not as deadly as London's, New York City has the worst air pollution problem in the United States. In all the killer smogs, factories and homes poured smoke and fumes into the air from the furnaces. The chemical fumes combined with the water droplets in the fog to form harmful substances. These substances caused the illness of those who breathed the polluted air. Usually, such harmful fumes rise into the upper air and are blown away by the wind. But sometimes there is an unusual weather condition called a temperature inversion. A layer of cold air remains near the ground as smoke and fumes pour into it. This is covered by an upper layer of warm air that acts like a lid. It prevents the polluted, cooler air from rising. The harmful fumes pile up and make people ill. The smog may be so thick that the airports are closed and chains of collisions occur on the highways. Another type of smog occurs in Los Angeles. Here the weather may be clear and sunny, but stinging eyes and dry coughs show that harmful chemicals fill the air. The smog is due to invisible gases, mostly from automobile exhaust. Because these chemicals are changed by the sun high up in the air, Los Angeles smog is called photochemical smog. It contains automobile exhaust fumes and nitrogen oxides changed by the sun's rays. Added to these are sulfur dioxide and other fumes from factories and oil refineries. Photochemical smog is found in many large cities all over the world. Killer smogs don't happen very often, fortunately. But in many large cities, a combination of automobile exhaust fumes, home furnace smoke, and factory waste gases pours into the air. This may also happen in the suburbs or out in the country, where large factories have been built. A number of harmful substances have been found in the air there. When these substances are breathed in day after day, the health of the population is affected.